with the ringing of that school bell, you know it's time for the Warren County Radio Bible School, and you're going to enjoy this class today because we are studying about Mary, the mother of Jesus. We've already done some readings from the New Testament about Mary, and what we're about to do is turn to a little booklet I have of Sunday school lessons that were prepared for the Sundays of 1923. Now, these Sunday school lessons were prepared by E.A. Elam. And this particular lesson about Mary, the mother of Jesus, was prepared for the Sunday of July the 8th, 1923. And so we'll begin that in just a moment. But till we do, I want to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now, let us turn to these old notes that Elam put together. They're simply called Elam's Notes, and study this lesson. And particularly, we're going to be concentrating on that time when Jesus went into when Jesus was left in Jerusalem, and they had to return to Jerusalem to find him. And so the lesson begins with a geographical note about Nazareth. It was a small town in Galilee, amid the round-topped hills from which the southern ridges of Lebanon, just before they sink down into the plain of Esdraelon. It was 20 miles east of the Mediterranean Sea, 16 miles west of the Sea of Galilee, and about 75 miles north of Jerusalem. This little city, Nazareth, is not mentioned in the Old Testament, at least not by that name, and maybe not at all. It had no history until Jesus immortalized it. It was held in disrepute even by the Galileans themselves. One of those Galileans said in John 1 in verse 46, "Can any good thing come out of Nazareth?" Now let me tell you about Mary, a virgin of great faith. We read that 6 months after the angel Gabriel announced to Zacharias the coming of the birth of John the Baptist, he was sent from God to a city of Galilee, named Nazareth, to a virgin whose name was Mary, and who was betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph. He addressed Mary by saying, "Hail, thou art highly favored, the Lord is with thee." Mary was indeed blessed among women, as we see in Luke 1 in verse 42. Gabriel not only announced that she had found favor with God, but that she should become the mother of a son and should call his name Jesus. This son would be great and would be called the Son of the Most High, and God would give unto him the throne of his father David. He should reign over the house of David forever, and of his kingdom there would be no end. These were most wonderful declarations, and Mary asked, how could such things be? Gabriel said that the Holy Spirit should come upon her, and the power of the Most High should overshadow her, and the Holy Child thus begotten should be called the Son of God. Then Gabriel added, "For no word from God shall be void of power." And Mary said, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word." And the angel departed from her. In this way Mary came by name first before the world, as we shall learn later. These facts were in prophecy. Unlike Zacharias, Mary asked no sign and no miracle to convince her that God had spoken the truth through Gabriel. Elizabeth praised and blessed Mary for her faith, saying, "Blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a fulfillment of the things which have been spoken to her from the Lord." Elizabeth rejoiced also that the mother of her Lord had come to her in Luke 1:43-44. She called Mary the mother of her Lord before the Lord was born. Now this is faith. Let us know that no word of God shall be void of power. When God declared that Abraham and Sarah would have a son, although Sarah was past the age of becoming a mother, besides being Mary, but said she would become the parent of Isaac, it came to pass even as God had said. So with Zacharias and Elizabeth concerning their little boy John. And when he said a virgin should become the mother of his son, the virgin believed, and so it came to pass. Whatever God promises will surely come to pass, and whatever he says is true. To believe everything that God says because he says it is faith. Let's talk about Joseph. Joseph was a righteous man. In the providence of God, Joseph and Mary were called to Bethlehem in Judea just in time for the child to be born. But betrothal was a virtual marriage. Although the betrothal did not go at once, the betrothed woman did not go at once to her husband's home. But we read that the birth of Jesus was on this wise. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. And Joseph, being a righteous man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But when he thought on these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for it is he that shall save his people from their sins." Now all this has come to pass, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which is, being interpreted, "God with us." And Joseph arose from his sleep, and did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took unto him his wife, and he knew her not till she had brought forth a son, and called his name Jesus. Matthew 1:18-25. Mary knew not a man, Luke 1:34, and Joseph knew her not until after Jesus was born. After this there were born unto Joseph and Mary both sons and daughters. We read about them in Matthew 12:46-48, but also in Matthew 13:54-56, where it says, "Coming to his own country, he taught them in the synagogue, inasmuch as they were astonished and said, 'Which hath this man this wisdom and these mighty works? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary, and his brethren James and Joseph and Simon and Judas and his sisters? Are they not all with us? Whence then hath this man all these things?'" This forever destroys the dogma of Mary's perpetual virginity. Now Mary was faithful in all of God's appointments. On the eighth day, Joseph and Mary had the child circumcised and named. After the birth and circumcision of a son, the mother continued in the blood of her purifying 33 days. For a daughter, she was unclean 2 weeks and remained out of the sanctuary 66 days. Now, you read about this in Leviticus chapter 12, and I would encourage you to go back and read that old law. And one of the great benefits of the Old Testament is the context that it provides for the new and some things that might seem strange to us in the new. When we read the Old Testament and understand the law under which they lived, then they all begin to make sense. Now, when these days were fulfilled, Joseph and Mary carried the child to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of Moses, "Every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons." That's Luke 2:22-24. And ye might want to study that law. For the law concerning the firstborn, see Exodus 13:2, and chapter 12, and Numbers 3:13, and chapter 18:15-16. At this time, Simeon not only took Jesus in his arms and spake of him as the light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of Israel, but he also blessed Joseph and Mary. At this time, too, Anna, a prophetess, spoke of Jesus to all that were looking for redemption in Israel. When Joseph and Mary had accomplished all things that were according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee to their own city of Nazareth, according to Luke 2:22-39. Note that everything the law of the Lord required, Joseph and Mary did. The law of God must be obeyed, notwithstanding the appearance of an angel and all other miraculous demonstrations. These do not release one from obedience to God. Joseph and Mary did not return to Nazareth until after the visit of the wise men from the east, the flight into Egypt, the destruction by Herod of the male children in Bethlehem and its borders, and the death of Herod. Now let's look at the explanatory notes as we go into detail on this portion of our text. And we're talking about Luke 2:41-52. Luke 2:41 says that his parents went every year to Jerusalem at the feast of the Passover. That's another fact of faithfulness in Mary as well as in Joseph, their attendance to the feast of the Passover. "The three times a year," we read, "shall all thy males appear before Jehovah thy God in the place where he shall choose, in the feast of unleavened bread, and the feast of weeks, and the feast of the tabernacles." We read in Deuteronomy 16:16-17, "that every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of Jehovah thy God, that what is given to thee." Now, we read about this feast in Leviticus 23, in Exodus 12. And again, it's good to go back and read these old passages so we can understand better what is taking place in the new. This Passover occurred in the spring. By reading the references, we learn what the Passover was and why it was observed. The women were not required to attend these feasts, but they were allowed to do so, and frequently did so. Hannah went with Elkanah to Shiloh when the altar of God was there, in 1 Samuel 2:1-21, and there God heard her prayer and gave her Samuel. Now, in Luke 2:42, we read that when he was 12 years old, they went up after the custom of the feast. Now that is Jesus, when he was 12. At 12 years of age, boys began to celebrate the Passover and were required to keep the law. Always obedient, Jesus attended this feast with Joseph and Mary. We're just about out of time, so I'm going to put a mark here in my little Sunday school book, so we'll know where to turn. And I'd invite you to mark in your Bibles this place in Luke 2. And we'll come back with the next class and begin in Luke 2:43. Don't miss the Warren County Radio Bible School.